This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Happening tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening at Umpqua Valley Arts, they are opening a new exhibit. Ashley Kluver in. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
So talk about what's happening tomorrow.
So tomorrow we're going to have one of our beloved opening receptions that we do. So for anybody who's not familiar with our exhibit schedule, about five times a year we have different exhibits that cycle out. We have a second session in the year that starts about March, April, and that's what we're going to be opening next is our March, April exhibits. And we're going to have five brand new shows with all brand new artworks in all of our galleries.
So you've been pretty busy getting ready for this.
Yes. So every time we do an exhibition change, it's always bittersweet because we're sad to see the previous work go, happy to see the new work come in, but it's a lot of work because sometimes we have up to 100 works in the galleries depending on what kind of show it is. So to pack all that work up and have the artist pick it up and take it out, it's a lot of work.
It would be like totally redoing all the furniture and everything in your house every couple months.
Pretty much, yeah. I every time I hear that analogy when somebody tells me it, I just go, yeah, that's it.
Wow, a lot of work there. And talk about what people are going to be able to see starting tomorrow.
So it's going to be five brand new exhibits. We have four main galleries that we feature our work in. The first is going to be Midwife Alive by Victoria Smits. That's going to be in our main gallery, which is Hallie Brown Ford Gallery. And that is going to be work that originated from research on attachment theory and explores the impact of insecure attachments using reinvented iconic symbols where the artist uses her father's tools. There's going to be some really great installation work, some really big pieces, and it fits the space beautifully. So that's going to be the first one.
Wow. And you've got, what is it, four or five spaces?
Five spaces total. And the other main ones, we have Red Door Gallery, Gallery 2, and Corridor Gallery. So when you're walking through our building, you're in our Corridor Gallery. And in that, we have all the small things from four local Douglas County photographers. This is kind of a show that's going to use the photo essay format to kind of showcase different sceneries around Douglas County and look at it through the eyes of these local artists. And there's a lot of street style photography happening as well as different close-ups of different things to showcase the beauty that is in Douglas County.
And so that is and I didn't, you know, it's funny, I didn't even think about, the Corridor Gallery would be the corridor. Yeah, I guess it would. as much as I've been in there, I just never really, I don't think about what each room is called when I'm in there, I guess.
Yeah, we've got signage, but some people kind of go, wait, which gallery is it?
Well, and the idea, of course, is to walk around and look at everything. So what are the in the rest of the shows?
So across from Hallie, we have a gallery called Red Door Gallery, and it's easy to find. It's got a red door.
Ah.
And that is one space that we set aside for our members. And our member, Roxanne Evans Stout, has her show Landmarks and Landscapes. This is going to be a set of mixed media works. They're inspired beginning with nature and drawing inspiration specifically from like walks in the gardens, forests, or along ocean shorelines in the Pacific Northwest. So it's kind of another more local as in regional feature. And she creates works that pays homage to the land and expresses a most authentic and honest reaction to the land. And she uses this play process to create the work.
Wow, interesting. And two more.
Gallery 2, we have Marjorie Feldman. Prayers Flags is the title of her exhibit. This is going to be a series of paintings inspired by Nepalese prayer flags. She is an artist practicing in a way that seeks art in all of her experiences. And on one trip to Nepal, she was really inspired by these prayer flags. The flags created an uplifting spirit, which she wants to bring to the gallery space for different topics. So each painting covers different topics in terms of the hope and the love that she wants to express through those paintings.
So all of that opens tomorrow at what time?
4 p.m. So from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're going to have everybody is welcome to come see the work, get a first look. We have bites and sips, and the artists are usually in attendance, including, didn't want to forget our fifth one, a show of RHS student work in student gallery, too. Mm. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity to kind of see the works and talk to the artists and just kind of get together as a community.
Wow, and you always get a lot of people at that.
We do. It's free to the community, and it's a great thing to do on a Friday night that's just very relaxed after a long week, so we do get quite a few people.
And so that is all going on. The exhibits, all five of them, will be up until when?
They're going to be up until, let's see, from March 21st to May 30th. So there's plenty of time to come see them. All of our exhibits run about 8 to 10 weeks. So if you happen to not be able to make it, we hope everybody can. But if you can't, May 30th is the last day. So there's plenty of time to come see the work.
As we are now officially in spring, as of about 6 hours ago, already we're starting to think about summer, and I know you guys have some offerings to help provide art education to folks during the summer.
Yes, we host summer camps all summer long for youth. We are very excited to be launching this year's registrations in April. I believe it's around April 11th. So keep an eye on our website and our Facebook, and you'll be seeing some more information about that closer too. But we're going to have tons of camp offerings for youth and teens. So it's going to be a great time.
And you're already working on the Summer Arts Festival.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You can never plan too far ahead for that one. So we passed our deadline for early bird applicants for our vendors, but we are still taking art vendor applicants until April 25th. And there is still time for food vendors and food trucks to apply if they want. The deadline for that is March 28th, as is our entertainment. And we're still looking for some local talent. So if there's anybody music or non-music related that wants to showcase their talent on the community stage, they should apply soon.
All right, and your hours for the gallery?
The galleries during our normal hours is Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And, of course, tomorrow's event again, what time?
Tomorrow's event is 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
All right, Ashley Kluver, Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.